This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, Brian Unger hits the picket lines with his union brothers and sisters. First, though, as early as today, a judge in Eagle County, Colorado, is expected to announce whether basketball star Kobe Bryant will be ordered to stand trial. The Los Angeles Laker player was charged with raping a 19-year-old woman who worked at a hotel where he was staying in June. This case has not only put a star athlete and his accuser under public scrutiny, but also the district attorney of the small community of Eagle County that's not far from the resort area of Vail. It's the biggest case ever for the district attorney, Mark Hurlburt. He's 34 years old, and he's from that area. Denver Post reporter Steve Lipshire has been watching the case closely. He joins us now. Steve, tell us more about this guy, Mark Hurlburt.
Well, Hurlburt is a young, energetic, earnest prosecutor. He does not, however, have a lot of experience. He's been with the district attorney's office for 9 years since he graduated from the University of Colorado Law School.
Is there a feeling locally that he's ready for this?
He could very well be in over his head just in terms of running a small prosecutor's office. And the budget for this office is only about $2 million a year, and he's going against a defendant who literally has tens of millions of dollars at his disposal for his defense.
So how big a staff does Mr. Hurlburt have to help him with this?
He has two main assistant district attorneys who are helping him directly with the case. One is a hired gun out of Boulder, Ingrid Bakke, who is a top-notch sex assault prosecutor on loan from the Boulder DA's office. Another is another young, energetic prosecutor named Greg Crittenden, whom Hurlburt brought onto his staff earlier in the year. In addition, Mark has tapped into the network of prosecutors in the state.
You mentioned the defense team that's working for Kobe Bryant. Who's there, and what's their level of experience?
Well, Kobe Bryant had the good sense to pick one of the top defense firms in the state. Pamela Mackey and Hal Haddon are his two primary defense attorneys. They have presumably a full staff of clerks and aides and other attorneys working on issues in this case as well. I've seen several other names floating through on some briefs that have been filed. They are solid, well-prepared defense attorneys. They usually win their cases, and they are a pretty sharp and tall order for Mark Hurlburt or anybody else to be facing in court.
You've seen Mark Hurlburt try other cases that, of course, didn't draw nearly this kind of attention. How does he do as a district attorney?
Mark's good. He does his homework. He understands all of the legal issues. He's prepared in advance for everything that the defense throws at him. His success rate is about average for a Colorado prosecutor on the big, serious felony cases. So he's got a reasonable track record going into this.
I saw one article over the weekend, an op-ed piece, by an attorney looking at this evidence who commented that this just after the testimony this last week, it doesn't look like a strong enough case to bring in the eyes of this observer. And I just wonder what the feeling is there as you're waiting for this judge to decide whether or not these charges should go to trial.
Well, we definitely have heard a lot of that criticism. Mark Hurlburt, after the hearing, came out and in somewhat of an extraordinary press briefing, considering that he's not generally talking about this case to the media. He said, look, all we were trying to do in this preliminary hearing is meet the minimum standard of proving reasonable belief that this crime was committed and therefore, earning the right to send this case to trial. He claims that he's got a lot more evidence that was not presented. Nonetheless, the facts are out there, and the facts are going to be difficult for him to debunk or to spin in his way. And among them, the defense has pointed out that this woman possibly could have received these injuries from a sexual encounter with somebody else.
Denver Post reporter Steve Lipshire covering the Kobe Bryant case. Thank you, Steve.
You're very welcome.